I'm a 47-year-old successful black woman, mother, etc. I've married the same man twice and thinking about marrying him a third time. He is a good man, a great father, and a wonderful provider. We divorced after 3 years the first time because of an affair. I forgave him and we remarried after 3 years. Things were going well. After a couple of years, he started up again. Another affair. I began my plan to leave again. I bought another house and moved on. He married the affair. Everyone knows you never marry the affair. When she moved in the house we purchased for our family, she began remodeling the house, spending thousands of her own money. I assume trying to remove any remembrance of his family. I believe he married her out of monetary obligation and never thinking he had another chance with me. Eventually, he realized the error of his ways and now wants his family back. The new wife is having a fit. She tried to alienate him from his children, tried to have me put in jail for calling their house when our daughter was missing, didn't put the children in their wedding, etc., etc. He has now filed for divorce. I was the biggest problem in their marriage, yet I never interfered. I probably should have taken back what the devil stole from me. Yet he would tell me that 80% of their conversations were about me. When I left, he was devastated, and so was I. I can't deny that I have always loved him with all my heart. I want my family to be together, yet there are so many issues to resolve. Selling one of the houses, changing the children's schools, communication. I am sure that all of this can be worked out when both parties are determined to give it another chance at forever. I remember something Steve said, when a man is with another woman, it means nothing if he doesn't love her. I didn't know that back then. I have let that sink in, and I know that this man has always loved me. When I left, he was devastated, and so was I. I guess I really don't have a question, just would like your opinion. Signed, Love That's Strong is Patient. Wow.
Wow.
I know. Dear love, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I don't really know if there's anything I personally can tell you about this situation. You said you just wanted our opinions. You married and remarried the same man who cheated on you twice. And that's twice that you know about, okay? You know, I mean, really, you know, I don't want you to get three strikes with this man, okay? He already did it once, twice, and, you know, three strikes, hey, you're out as far as I'm concerned. We're running out of time. I just think you're a glutton for punishment. I just think you just need to look at the facts. Do I believe in miracles? Yes, I do. But I think you're just living in a fantasy world. I just really do.
She made a comment in the letter that says, I remember something Steve said. When right, a man is with another woman, it means nothing if he doesn't love her. Now, I didn't know that back then. But here's the problem with your situation.
Okay.
Let's say what I said, you said I said is true. Mm-hmm. Steve said, when a man is in love, when a man is with another woman, it means nothing if he doesn't love her. Okay. Problem with your situation is your ex-husband married the affair. At one point, love has got to be mentioned. Somebody in here done said love in this. I love what you're doing with the house.
Yeah.
I love the ceremony.
All of this. I love you so much, I want to marry you. So let's take Steve out of that twist in my words. Now let's get on with this letter.
Okay, let's scratch that out.
You done married a man twice. You thinking about marrying him with a third time. You know why? Because he's a good man, a great father, a wonderful provider. Mm-hmm. He's all of that. Then my question is, what is wrong with you? See, if the man is all that, you married him three times. My next question is, what's wrong with you? Because the man is great, you just described. What is wrong with you? Listen to me. You married the man one time. At 3 years, he had an affair. You forgave him. You got married 3 years later. 2 years into that, he has another affair. This man is only doing what he's allowed to do. He can marry you and have affairs and keep coming back and remarrying you. Now, you think about doing this a third time. Once again, as Tommy would say, once again, what is wrong with you? I don't know who this guy is, but he has struck jackpot. He has found the pot of gold, the little leprechaun, all of it in one. He done found a woman that he can marry, have affairs on, unmarry, remarry, have an affair on, unmarry, and think about marrying him again.
It's a sport with them.
Where are you? Do you have a sister? How many of y'all is in this ignorant family? Because y'all need to package this group up. Cause I can sell y'all. And then let me tell you something.
Game.
Then she says something crazy. He married the affair. Everyone knows you never marry the affair. Once again, have y'all ever heard that before?
No. I've never.
Everyone
ever
knows
heard
you
before.
Never marry the affair. She coming up with all these cliches. Yes. Then. When she moved into the house purchase, I assume trying to remove any memory of the family. I believe he married her out of. You need to quit thinking and assuming.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because your thinking and assuming skills is shot. What is it that's saying to you that he's not going to do it again? And can I tell you this? If you're thinking about remarrying him, it's because you've been sleeping with that woman's husband.
Oh.
That's the only reason you think about remarrying him. Because you done already been in. Because let me tell you something. The biggest problem in the relationship was y'all. How you know that? And then you said, but I never interfered. Lady, stop. Stop this whole letter you just wrote
he
up
in
here.
He has no respect for her.
You crazy. Oh, she has no respect for herself.
And she has no respect for herself.
Self-esteem is shot. You crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.